providing you with health information and guests to elevate your health and life and help make your life better in 30 minutes or less. This is the Frontline Health Podcast. On this edition of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com, we're going to be talking about what should be one of the most exciting times in a person's life. That time when you discover you're bringing a new life into this world. However, for about 120,000 pregnancies each year, it can be one of the most devastating, dream-crushing times. That's because for those 120,000 pregnancies, an expectant mom or dad hears from their physician that their child has a birth defect of some sort. And in light of the fact that this is Birth Defect Awareness Month, we wanted to take a few minutes to discuss the likelihood of this issue and what we can do to help reduce the chances of birth defects in your pregnancy. I think the best way to start our discussion on birth defects is really to understand what constitutes a birth defect. Then we'll discuss how often they occur. And finally, we'll step into ways that you may be able to prevent birth defects and avoid those issues altogether. So, what is a birth defect? The exact definition of a birth defect is any structural change in the body that is present at birth. This structural change can affect almost any part or parts of the body, such as your heart, your brain, your foot, your hearing, and they can affect really how the baby's body works or looks, or even both in some cases. These birth defects can be mild to severe, meaning it could be aesthetic, a mild case of cleft palate, or it could be life-threatening, a severe congenital heart condition. Whatever it is, we all know that none of us want to see our children have any defect at all, whether that's cleft palate, a congenital heart disease, hearing issues, any of those things. But what we do know is that these defects can be found at various times of pregnancy or even after birth, and most of them are actually found within the first year of life. Many of them we can see, like cleft palate and clubbed foot, and many of them we can't, like heart defects or hearing loss, which is why it's crucial that you make your follow-up appointments with a good pediatrician in the first year of their life. So just exactly how many babies are affected each year with some sort of birth defect? Statistics tell us that one baby out of every 33 that are born each year are born with some sort of birth defect, which means roughly about 120,000 babies are born with birth defects each year. While that seems like a lot of babies, and it is, especially if it's one of yours, it's still a relatively small percentage of total births, about 3%. So while we need to be concerned about it, we don't need to be consumed with the potential of having a baby with a birth defect. So I think one of the best ways to reduce that fear and to reduce the chances of birth defect is really to understand what the causes of birth defect are. And here's what we know so far. Most birth defects occur within the first 3 months of a pregnancy. And while we do understand some of the factors, it is still a bit of a mystery. But here are a few of the factors that we know are linked to birth defects today. First, smoking cigarettes or marijuana, drinking alcohol, or taking other illicit drugs during pregnancy, we know increases the likelihood of having a birth defect. Having certain medical conditions, such as being obese or having uncontrolled diabetes before and during pregnancy. Taking certain medications, such as isotretinoin, which is a drug used for severe acne, can cause birth defects. Certain genetic conditions, such as MTHFR in either the mother or father, having certain infections or viruses during pregnancy, and experiencing a fever greater than 101 degrees Fahrenheit, or having an elevated body temperature due to heat exposure, or being an older mother, as the risk of chromosomal abnormalities increase with age. All those things we know are factors in increasing the likelihood that you might have a child with a birth defect. And we know that not all birth defects can be prevented, but we know based on these factors that there are certain things we can do and that women can do to help increase their chances of having a healthy baby by managing their health conditions and adopting healthy behaviors before becoming pregnant. And we've come up with a list of just a few things specifically related to having a healthy pregnancy and helping you take ownership of your health and your pregnancy. And we wanted to start with just a few things that you should be actively doing during your pregnancy. First, remember, you should be getting certain nutrients in your diet each day. As a woman who's pregnant or trying to get pregnant, you need to be getting at a minimum 400 micrograms of vitamin B9 or folate every single day. As we've discussed in previous podcasts, all folate is certainly not created equal, and you need to make sure that you're getting methylfolate or folinic acid and not folic acid in your diet, especially if you have the genetic mutation called MTHFR, which we know about 40 to 60% of people do. It's also not enough to just start taking this or taking folate when you find out that you're pregnant, because most specialists now recommend you should start increasing your levels of folate about 3 months prior to trying to get pregnant. And that's because a lot of studies have shown that if a woman has enough folate in her body at least 1 month before and throughout her pregnancy, that it can help prevent major birth defects like a developing brain and spine called spina bifida. And it's also important to note that most of those happen during the first trimester and even earlier in that first trimester, the first 28 days. It seems to be the most crucial time and most important time during a pregnancy when it comes to those neural tube defects, and happens also during a time when most women don't realize they're pregnant, which is why it's so important to start supplementing with folate 3 months prior to even trying to get pregnant, so you can have enough in your system. As a side note, don't forget about the male side of the equation, because their diet is just as important, especially if they have the MTHFR gene mutation. Studies have linked MTHFR gene mutations in men to increased infertility and even increased miscarriages. So it's super important that it's not just about the female in this equation, but also the male, to make sure that your diet is filled with folate. In addition to getting the right amount of folate in your diet, we know that anything you can do to help support your methylation cycle, which is that cycle in your body that's responsible for helping to develop red blood cells and DNA, among other things, is what pregnancy is all about, because you're building the new blood cells and DNA of your baby. So the best support of this cycle is to make sure you're not only getting enough folate, but that you're getting methylcobalamin, which is a bioavailable form of B12, along with pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a bioavailable form of B6, and a form of iron that provides the needed elemental iron without the safety issues or GI side effects, which, based on what I've read, I'd recommend carbonyl iron as the best supplementation. So be sure to check your supplements, your prenatal vitamins, and make sure that you're getting L-methylfolate or folinic acid, methylcobalamin, or pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and have it in those forms within your prenatal vitamin. And while you're ensuring you have those proper nutrients, the next best thing you can do is really to start taking ownership of some of your own health conditions. If you have diabetes, work to keep it under control, because studies have shown us that poor control of diabetes during pregnancy increases the chances for birth defects and other problems during their pregnancy, and can cause serious complications, not just for the baby, but also for you as a mom. If you're overweight, you should lose weight and strive to reach and maintain a healthy weight. Studies have shown us that a woman who is obese, which is a body mass index of 30 or higher before pregnancy, is at a higher risk for complications during pregnancy. And obesity also seems to increase a pregnant woman's risk of several serious birth defects. You need to be getting tested for STDs such as HIV and hepatitis B and protect yourself from them, because we know that an STD can cause an increase in the likelihood of miscarriage or complications during your pregnancy. If you're taking any medications for any condition, you should research those medications and talk to your healthcare practitioner about those medications to ensure they don't have any issues concerning pregnancy, because we know certain medications can cause serious birth defects if they're taken during your pregnancy. Now that we've discussed many of the things we need to be doing during a pregnancy, let's talk about the things that we need to avoid during our pregnancy or during your pregnancy. You need to avoid alcohol at any time during a pregnancy. Studies have shown us that alcohol in a woman's bloodstream passes to the developing baby through the umbilical cord, and there is no known safe amount of alcohol to use during a pregnancy or while you're trying to get pregnant. And contrary to what a lot of people say and think, there is no type of alcohol that is good during pregnancy, which includes wine or beer. We know that alcohol during pregnancy can cause miscarriage, stillbirth, a range of lifelong physical, behavioral, and intellectual disabilities. So really, the best advice is to stop drinking alcohol when you're trying to get pregnant or when you are pregnant. You should avoid smoking cigarettes. We know the dangers of smoking during pregnancy include preterm birth, certain birth defects like cleft palate or cleft lip, and even death of the child. So quit smoking before getting pregnant is your best option. But for someone who's already pregnant and is smoking, quit as soon as you possibly can. As soon as you know that you have a baby in your womb, you need to stop smoking as quick as possible. You should avoid marijuana and any other drugs for that matter, because studies have shown us that a woman who uses marijuana during pregnancy can have a baby who is born preterm, low birth weight, or have many other health problems such as birth defects. And we know that there is no safe level of marijuana during use or during pregnancy. So women who are pregnant or even considering becoming pregnant should not use marijuana at all. You should also work to prevent infections, because we know that some infections that women can get during pregnancy can be extremely harmful to the baby and even cause birth defects. One of the most harmful and damaging to the mom can be flu, because we know that pregnant women are more prone to severe illness from the flu and can be more likely to be hospitalized or even die when compared to women who are not pregnant. So be sure to take those proper precautions by washing your hands regularly. Avoid being around people with the flu, if at all possible, and make sure your diet is giving your body the best chance to fight off any infections or viruses it can, whether that's through what you eat or through taking supplements. You need to reduce your contact with the saliva and urine from babies and young children, which if you have a child, you know that that is a difficult thing to do. So what that really means is you just need to wash your hands after changing diapers. You don't need to share foods, and you don't need to eat from the same utensils or drink from the same cups as your child. Stay away from unpasteurized milk and cheeses, because it's been shown to contain listeria, which is a harmful bacteria that can lead to miscarriages. Don't touch or change dirty cat litter because it could contain harmful parasites and cause a condition called toxoplasmosis. You need to stay away from wild or pet rodents and their droppings. I know that's not something that most people have a big issue with because most of us don't like to be around wild rodents. But if you've got a pet rodent, you certainly need to stay away from them like a hamster or a guinea pig and have somebody else care for it until your baby arrives. Because we know that rodents carry a harmful virus called lymphocytic chorioamnionitis. Finally, you really need to avoid overheating and treat a fever as soon as it pops up, because we know that overheating can cause increased body core temperature and increase the chances that your baby will have certain birth defects. One of those things that could cause that increased heat within your body is getting into a hot tub if you're pregnant. So, as you've heard today, birth defects are a real problem, and they should be a consideration and a concern. However, if you take ownership of your health and take some relatively simple, proactive steps to stay healthy during pregnancy, you will greatly reduce the likelihood of having a baby with birth defects. And hopefully, it'll help get us that annual number of birth defects down to less than 1%. So during birth defect awareness month, go out and take ownership of your health today for you and your baby. So thanks for joining us for this episode of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Frontline Health Podcast by Centurion, where our desire is to elevate your health and life. If you found benefit from this episode or know someone who could, please pass it along. We'd love to hear any feedback or questions you may have by emailing us at admin@centurionlabs.com. Until next time, remember, you are your best health advocate, so go take ownership of your health today.